Shalom Aleichem. Morning, everybody.
Good morning, Rebbe.
Fine. So we're going to go right to with the sugi of shlichus. We're understanding the nature of Yisurim, the nature of our avodah, our relationship with Hashem, is one of a shliach. The shliach has the koyach of the mashalayach. It means whatever comes our way is a unique shlichus, unique mission from Hashem. And he gives us the koyach, which are his own koyaches, to deal with that. That's what we were dealing with, and that's what gives a person, first of all, the knowledge that if he has an nisoyin, he can deal with the nisoyin, because Hashem gave him the mission. Hashem doesn't give us the mission without giving us the kalim to do the mission properly. So that's something a person has to internalize. We're on Reish Samach Ches, I believe, at the top of the page. Yeah, I don't think we did this. So he says like this. Yoseim Mizu, take what we've learned up to now, and we're going to add another layer. Shlichus zu einu shlichus klalis. Ma'od ma'od chashuv to remember this. And we will see there is room for the shlichus klalis, but we're not talking about that now. We're talking about the shlichus, yeah, when a person has his own particular nisayon. So that is a, he pratis v'yichoyris l'kol echad v'echad. That's a personal challenge, mission, designed specifically for each and every person. Kol yudiyu olam mole, as we've said many times, bishvili nivra olam, kol olam kulay mi'adam arishon, Avram Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, v'adam Mashiach, kulam nivra bishviloi. Entire world, everything, from Avram Avinu down all the way through all the Doris, through all the generations, all the galaxies, the moons, the stars, the fish, the whole nine yards, is kulu nivra bishvilo, ba'avuroi kedei shehu yoichal amoid b'nisoyin eschayev, in order that he can withstand the challenges of life, ulabatzei shluchusoy, and he can do his mission, he can fulfill the reason why he came here. Amamata ein lo eisek b'zutois o b'dvorim chosrerech, that means he's not dealing with little things here that are irrelevant, that are not that important. No, we'll see. He's standing in his soin has enormous ramifications, as we'll explain. From a specific perspective, if the person has to know this, the mission of the world, the purpose of the world, the reason why Hashem created the world, everything that Hashem wants to attain from this world is not going to happen unless each individual, that means me, does what I'm supposed to do. Lulei amidosa b'nisayon, unless he withstands the nisayon. Kol ha'dorim shelefonov, avos of skena, v'ken ha'dorim shelifneihem, achronim, rishonim, goyim, amoraim, tanoim, neviim, ad Moshe Rabbeinu, Avram Avinu. All the generations, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, achronim, rishonim, amoraim, tanoim, the neviim, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Avram Avinu. That's where it started. Kulam oindim metzapim. They're all waiting for him to recover these Yisurim Ba'ava. And do them B'simcha B'tuv Leivov, because they're waiting for the mission to be fulfilled. And Kolzman, he's not doing what he's supposed to do. The entire mission is not fulfilled. We saw earlier the marshal there of the Sefer Torah. Every Yid is an Ois in the Sefer Torah. And we know that if one Ois is missing, and then the whole Sefer Torah is possible. So all the other letters are sitting there waiting for this guy to get his act together and come into the Sefer Torah, to be part of the Sefer Torah, to fulfill his ois, his letter, so that the whole Sefer Torah is kosher. Otherwise, nobody's got any tachlis. Zehu ha-goshe shlichas nizgova. V'nesechas banam koiches v'tatsumois nefesh kadei shi'itzlach lamod behem v'yima. This gives a person enormous koyach. You're not alone. The entire Jewish history, everybody that ever lived is there in the stands rooting for you and waiting for you and believing in you. You have the entire Jewish world standing behind you, waiting for you to do what you're supposed to do. That gives a person enormous koichas. It gives you enormous chizuk, no? Hillel's famous statement, Im ein anili, if I am not me, mili, then who will be me? First thing you have to get clear is no one else can do what Hashem asked you to do. When Hashem asked you to do it, that means he didn't ask anyone else to do it. That means if you don't do it, it's not going to get done. Even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't asked to do what I was asked to do. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to do what I was doing, what I have to do. Moshe Rabbeinu did what he had to do, and I have to do what I have to do. And if I don't do what I have to do, even Moshe Rabbeinu's tachlis isn't going to be fulfilled, because he's also an ois in the Sefer Torah. Rakani toich kadei his gabrus al nisiyoi naisai. Only me, by overpowering and strengthening myself and withstanding the nisiyonos, only that's going to bring the world to its fruition. That means the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world for a purpose. And each part of the Bria has its unique purpose. And a Yid has Bechira, and he has a Bechira, whether to do what he came in the world to do or not. And if he doesn't do what he was supposed to do, then it's just not going to get done. So everybody's going to lose. So everybody's there standing, waiting and rooting for him and giving him the chizuk to be able to do what he has to do, because it's, you're not alone. It's an isayin of the yachid, but you're not alone, because all the yachidim want you to be matzliach just the same as you want the next guy to be matzliach. Because if he's not matzliach, then there's going to be a big hole in your world. If your neighbor doesn't put on tefillin, there's going to be a big hole in your tefillin. So just as a marshal. So, I mean, it's not a marshal, that's actually true, but that's the vort here. Shleder got Shele Godo mia matain harikshi varakshut hamiroish adam chash bechayev, yagosh kilo oilechloi. A big chunk of the negative feelings, the bitter feelings, the negativity that we walk around feeling in our lives comes from a hagosh of lo elechli. It's not going for me. It's not going to matzliach. I keep making mistakes. I keep getting it wrong. Lo elechli. L'day to eini magi lachaim adilaim shebehem hu rotzel lichyot. According to his understanding, he has not got to the ideal existence that he wishes to live. Ha'emes hi shebematzava chaim akashim v'tafuchos hazman maskvikim l'adam efshurut rabois shelo liyot merutza. If you look at life, you'll see you're given many, many opportunities not to be happy. Many opportunities not to be merutza with your life. There are so many things that are not the way we would have done them. How many people would do exactly what Hashem does? If you were given a chance to rewrite the script and to rewrite history, you'd write it exactly the way Hashem wrote it? No one would. Maybe a few rare great individuals that have got to understand, the Chazon Ish says, you know, the light of truth. When one understands the light of truth, then there's no sadness, says the Chazon Ish. Okay, fine. So if you understand the light of truth, there's no sadness, not for you. But everybody else, there are many opportunities. Well, the world is so full of opportunities to be miserable and complain and to find negativity. And there's some people that are masters at that. They're mamash, they're experts at that. Proper professionals at finding something wrong in every possible situation. The Tzareinu Harav, Anu Nitkanim Ba'Anashim Misug Ze. We find people like this all the time. B'kol Matzav, Tamid Haim Yitzues HaNakuda HaShlilis V'Satzan HaBilti Mutzlach. In the best situation, you give this guy the best possible strategy and tell him, go look for the negative, you'll find it. Like a tracker dog. He'll pounce through all the good and you'll find a little bit of darkness in the light. You get people like that, unfortunately. This was Hashem's taina to Klal Yisrael, the Misoinim, when they were complaining in the Midbar. And the son Moshe Rabbeinu gave, listen carefully to the Tochoche. You've been rebellious against Hashem from the day that I knew you. Seven words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Memarim ayitem im Hashem, meyoyim daiti etchem. Ain't any sort of culture because so shdo there. We haven't got a musak to try and understand that generation that Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to. We're talking about the generation that went to Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yam, the Sateira. We're talking about the Dor Deah. We have no way of understanding who those people were. Not even the beginning of a clue. דור מקבלי תאיר אחר, בסדי למדנו לקח ומוסה מדברי הקדוש, ועל מוסה יש זה אנוכויזם. But Chazal tell us what they tell us, and it's Torah, and we have to learn it. And the Moedek of Musa Haskalia, in what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the was telling Klal Yisro. Echad me'anyonim shemotel es aleinu mitzvah lisko tadi hi zochor es hasheik hikzafta es Hashem elokecha b'midbar. The six zichreinus that we say after that's brought in the sidurim after the davening, that's where you should say it. The six zichreinus. Whoever says the Sikh Zichreinus every day is Muftach Lochelet Lamabal, Muftach Shebena Lamabal, Lozochel Loshabe, is remember the how you angered Hashem in the Midbo. Aleinu Levin, Mawa Ika God and Alilmad Mikach, Shevasenu Nisoyes HaKodesh Baruch Bamidbo. So, what's the big limud here? If it's something you have to remember every day, there must be a limud there. There must be a takeaway. What's the takeaway from the fact that, of course, that the Klal Yisrael tested Hashem, that they weren't exactly straight with Hashem in the midbar? Madu aleinu lizkor inyan zeh tamid? Why do I have to remember that all the time? I know that happened. I've learned Chumash. I've seen it. I know what it is. Why every day I have to remember that? It's obviously there's something to do with me. V'nei kefishin is ba'a midivra asfarim ha-kadoishim, esen isoyne shinisa v'seynes ha-kodesh boch v'midbo, enim sipi his story greater. As we know, the Torah is not a storybook. The Torah doesn't tell stories. The ten isoynes that our ancestors tested Hashem in the midbo, chayvim anu l'lmoid mikach lechach maisi. We have to learn something l'maisa from them. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there. There's no point in us. It's not a story. You want storybooks? Go read storybooks. I'm not saying you shouldn't read storybooks, but the Torah is not a storybook. Torah is not a storybook. Rambam is also not a storybook, by the way. They're interesting. Whenever you learn a Rambam and he's telling you a Maisa, you have to understand he's not telling you a Maisa. He's teaching a Locha. Rambam doesn't write stories. And yet we see many stories in the Rambam. So you have to understand there's a Locha there. So what's a Locha here? Kol Adam b'mei chayev yesh lo zmanim o matzovim shebeinu oimed b'kol echad misari nisoyne shenisa v'seinu es HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'midbo. Everybody in his life goes through microcosmically those 10 tests. You have to learn from the Torah how you withstand those nisyonos. The dogma, gam besoichnu misoirus lo pam nekudos hamisoinonim. Floating around in our matrix is an aspect of sometimes of the misoinonim. Whenever you say, why me, or what I need this for, or why am I suffering, or who needs this, or what does Hashem want from me, that's a chelek of the misayinim. Go learn the parsha of the misayinim and correct our ways. Every time we have a complaint against Hashem, once again, I'm not saying that a person just makavels everything and the simcha, we're not holding there. A person has a problem with Hashem. So then go speak to him. Explain to him what your problem is. Speak it out with him. Don't complain. Explain. That's for sure you can explain. You can enter into a dialogue. We're supposed to enter into a dialogue with Hashem. That's maybe one of the chalokim of tefillah is dialogue. About to sit there quetching and complaining and being miserable and unhappy because you don't like what Hashem is doing to you, that's the misayin in him. That's what else is that? You're rebelling against Hashem's rotzon. Chutz me the fact that you've forgotten el akol tova. Beseda, it's hard when a person's been quetched and squeezed. It's hard, okay, beseda. But go dialogue Hashem. Remember, there was a bocha once came to Rav Pinkus. I think it was a bocha. This problem, that problem, this was wrong, whatever. So Pinkus said to him, everything is right, and I'll give you the address of the person I can speak to. He's the best person. You talk to this person, he can help you with all your problems, he can solve all your problems. And he wrote a piece of paper, and he gave it to him. He said, here's the address of the person. You go speak to him, and you see him, and he'll help you. Bach went out, he opened up the paper, it said, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, you got problems, you got complaints. So go talk to the boss, go talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Explain to him, talk to him, ask him for solutions. Yeah, for sure that a person has to do that. That's the first stop. You know, But to sit and kvetch and complain and be bitter and miserable, who does that help? It doesn't help you. It doesn't help the situation. The Lord's a clue. So that we have to learn from the Misa'inanim. Let's go back to the central theme that we're dealing with. What a person knows is a shliach of Hashem. And he has a very unique job. And he's also given all the conditions. He's given all the tools that he needs to fulfill that mission. There's no such thing as lo lechli or ani lo matzliach. I'm not being successful. I'm not getting it right. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Alam lachshov. He's supposed to think. Dafka oisen ukudoi shelo holeches. Dafka those places where you feel shezelo lech, zgeit nisht. Sham tomen miloi tafkido ayichudi. That's dafka where you're going to fulfill your purpose. The things that just come easy and whatever, you know, a guy's got a good memory, let's say. No, a guy's got a good memory. Okay, so your challenge isn't in remembering things because you've got a photographic memory. So you're not going to become great by remembering things. Because you know, you've got a photographic memory. So what do you want? You want a reward for that? You got a guy who forgets. He's got a memory like a sieve. Everything that goes in falls in. He learned something. The next day, can't remember that he learned. Never mind what he learned. No, so where's he going to become great? He'll become great when he starts remembering things. When he builds his memory, goes, he learns memory tools, he works, he chazes, he goes over, he practices. That's where you're going to become great. If that's your mission, I'm not saying, I'm talking about if you know that's what you're supposed to be doing. You know, see many times people that are very clever and they come into yeshiva and they learn and the best bochin yeshiva and 10 years later you look for them, you can't find them. They're not in the best midrash, that's for sure. And yet there was another guy in the Beis Midrash who was ma'od chalash. Whatever, he didn't have the best head, whatever. And 10 years later, he's giving share in the Mir. Or somewhere else. He's a ma'od dikat tamad chokhem. He's sitting and he's steiging and he's learning and he's tutoring. What happened? The guy that was clever, he got it. You know, he was clever. So he chapped it. He went to share. He understood the share. So he did chazer the share. What if the chazer the share for? He understood it. The other poor guy went to share, didn't understand half of what the Rebbe said. He had to come out, he had to ask, he had to learn, he had to chaz, he had to make notes, he had to go speak to people, whatever. While he was doing that, he was building big muscles. So 10 years later, he's already built himself into something. The other guy didn't do any work. He just used what he was given and he didn't do anything with it. He had to look for the thing where he was weak and go build that. For sure, you have to take the things that Hashem gave you, the presence He gave you that are strong, and you have to work those and don't lose those and build them and utilize them correctly. For sure, there's also nisoyin in there. But the ikka gadlus of a person lies in where he's chalash. Who's got a bad midah? That's where you'll become great. If Hashem gave you a good midah, so he gave you a good midah. You happen to be a very calm person. Nothing mazizes you. You don't get angry. You're a very calm person. No, you're going to get how much reward you're going to get for being calm and for not getting angry. It's not in your makeup to get angry. That's what Hashem gave you. So that's fantastic. Use that well. But that's not where your mission is. That's not your shlichus. The guy across the road, wow, he's got a raging anger. He'll become great there. That's his mission. That's his shlichus. Dafka where you feel zelo lechli, dafka where you feel you're not being matzliach, that's where you'll become great. You have to use the koiches hatov that Hashem gave us to work on the koiches that aren't so good, but it's the koiches that aren't good that's where we become great. That's our mission. We often mix that up. We sit back and celebrate our tzlochas, you know, when we don't really do anything for them. And we feel the things that are not so good. So the local kach kashu alai, whatever, you know, that's not, okay, fine, so I've got a bad midah, but the local kach, that Hashem will take care of. Oh, but the good midahs that you got as a present that you didn't do anything for, that we think are ours. No, it's the exact opposite. To look for the negative side of us and build that and make ourselves great in that area. So, an Adam lachshov, Dafke oisam nekudus shelo holeches. Sham tomen milu tafkid yachidu bekach ani mevatzeh eslichus anemona al kol akushi akhoruch bo. That's where I'm fulfilling my mission, a faithful servant fulfilling his mission with all the difficulties in that area. Ala adam laharher, a person has to continually think. Dafke nisoynes haymuchonim o'ivrim alai. Dafke the unique nisoynes that I'm going through. That's the That's the getter of the investment, the unique investment that Hashem gave to me. Yesh kan mokum ubika lid gader b'hem. I'm given a place where I can go now and build and make a fence and do what's necessary. That's my unique mission. Hashem gave you a field. Only you can work that field. There's a big simcha in that. Zuhu tafkida yichud al admois. That's his unique mission in this world. Tafkid sha'afad ba'ilam me'adam rishon ad Mashiach lo yichud l'molotu. No one else can fill that mission. Of course, you're allowed to ask for help. You can get advice. You're supposed to. Ma'aba eitz ma'aba chochma. No, I'm not saying you have to do it alone. But you have to know that you're responsible for getting this job done. And no one else can do it. And that's a big simcha, because that's your shlichus. And you have the koyach of the mashalach. That's Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave you this mamash unbelievably fine-tuned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See what I need. Okay, so that's the ideal. That's the theory we need to know is the goal. That's where we're hopefully heading towards. Now I have to go see where we're holding and try and make steps to get closer and closer or further away from where we're holding and get closer to the goal. This is a very high level. This is not something we may attain. Not in this world, not in, I don't know, we'll see. That's what we need to do. Okay. You guys have got bad memories. So every one of you needs to work on your memories. I told you yesterday, remind me at the beginning of this year, I wanted to do something. I wanted to explain to you a little bit about what a nisoyin is. So maybe we'll stop here on Reish Samach Tes Metz Hashem. Tomorrow we'll discuss how when you're living like this, there's no room for jealousy. When you see somebody else who's got a much easier mission than you see somebody else who's just, you know, everything's, you're struggling with chinuch habonim, you're going mad, you're pulling your hair out, one worse than the next, struggles, battles, and the next door neighbor's got like, boom, you know, 10 little darlings that just, you know, they come out like cookie cutters and whatever. There's no reason you're jealous. There's nothing, you know, he's got his job, you've got your job, you've got your new service, you've got your, we'll see, Metz Hashem, we'll discuss that. What I want to discuss now is just to get a little understanding. There's a big chizuk this, of what is a nisayon. You remember I said this yesterday that we want to discuss this? Or I'm dreaming. No, I clearly remember saying this, that we should have a decent tweezer on what is, on what's called a nisayon.
Rabbi, absolutely.
So, I did, okay, fine, so I'm not going to have a bottle. Okay, fine, Beseda. I say a lot of things and I don't listen, so all right, Beseda. We've spoken about this before, some of you might remember. The question is very simple. I hope we have enough time here, 7 minutes. Okay, let's try and squeeze it. The word nisayon is commonly translated as a test. Test. Problem with the word nisayon, it doesn't mean test. The root of the word is nes, which is a miracle, or nes, which is a banner. A banner is a nes is a flag. It's a banner. It's a proclamation. So what is a test? Why do you give someone a test? You give someone a test because you want to see what they can do. Why does a teacher give the class a test? At the first level, we'll go through the stages. First one is you want to see what the guy can do. You've been teaching somebody for 6 months. You want to see how much he's retained. So you give him a test, and then you see what he's attained. So there's no ness there. He just gave you back what he knew. He was capable of doing it, and he did it. So that can't be a nisayot. Where's the miracle? Where's the proclamation? He knew something, and you asked him, and he told you. Or he didn't know it, and he didn't tell you. So you found out where the guy's holding. No, there's no point in Hashem doing that with us. There's absolutely no point in Hashem giving a test like that, because Hashem knows. He knows where we're holding. He knows what we're capable of. He doesn't need to find out. He's not the teacher that needs to find out where the kid's holding. He knows where the kid's holding. So he'll tell me, okay, fine, so the test's for me. I need to know where I'm holding. Hashem gives me a test to see where I'm holding, what I'm capable of. I didn't know that I could do this, and Hashem asked me to do it. Wow, I can do it. Well, that's a good explanation for a test, yeah? It's for me. The problem with that is you just did what you were capable of doing. You had inside yourself, let's just use the following marshal. Hashem comes to you and says, please jump 10 feet, 10 meters. Lo mashane. Now, you only think you can jump 7, but really you can jump 10. So you jump 10, fine. So there's no miracle there. You just did what you were always capable of. You just didn't know you were capable of. So Hashem showed you that you were capable of doing something you didn't know you were capable of doing. Where's the test? Where's the nisayon? Where's the miracle? What are you proclaiming? Where's there anything miyuchad about that? You thought you could jump 7 feet across the river, and Hashem says to you, yeah, jump 10. So he squeezes you a little bit. And we know that does happen. This is not incorrect, by the way. We do see this dynamic in the world. Hashem gives you a challenge you didn't know you could do. And because you're forced to do it because Hashem gave it to you, you do it and you go, wow, true, I didn't know I could do that. It's a gewaltige feeling. It's wonderful. Yeah? But that can't be the essence of what a nisayon is, because there's no ness there. There's nothing unusual about that. You just did what you were always capable of doing. You just didn't know it. So there's enormous value in finding out what you can do, for sure. No one's saying that that's negative, but it's not a ness. So to understand what a ness is, we don't have a lot of time, so I'm not going to give you too many of the background, the stories, and the if we need more to understand this, maybe tomorrow we'll look at it more. But the Yesod Yaya really is when Hashem gives us the test, can you do it or not? So if you can do what Hashem asked you to do, even though you don't know it, so there may be tests like that. But that can't be the essence of a nisayon. Because as I said, there's no ness. It must be Hashem asks you to do something that you can't do. And then you do it. What are you talking about? If I can't do it, how do I do it? Hashem's not going to ask me to do something I can't do. That's pshat in the pasuk. Hashem doesn't give me something I can't handle, and therefore I'm absurd. Whatever Hashem gives me, I'll do, because I know I can do it. No. A nisayon is where you can't do it. Avram Avinu was given a nisayon that he couldn't do. The Akedah was something, although the nisayon Avram Avinu could do, he had to stretch himself very, very far. The Akedah, Avram Avinu couldn't do it. It was impossible. Because Avram Avinu couldn't do anything that wasn't the Rotzen Hashem. And the Rotzen Hashem was that Yitzhak shouldn't be brought up as a Korban. Horaya, he wasn't. And Avram Avinu knew that. And Avram Avinu went off to the Akedah knowing he wasn't doing the Rotzen Hashem, and he couldn't do something that wasn't the Rotzen Hashem. It was an impossible mission. That's a nisayon. So how do you do that? So in our marshal, you think you can jump 7 meters. Really, you can jump 10. Hashem comes to you and says, jump 15. Huh? You just told me, I think I can jump 7, but really I can jump 10. Fine, then I can understand a test like that. You tell me to jump 10, you know, you said to set the pit bull terrier that hasn't eaten for 3 days, and there I'll jump 10. But 15, I can't. I'm incapable of jumping 15. Hashem himself will testify the fact that you can't. And then he says, yeah, but jump 15. So what are you supposed to do? So what do you do in a situation like that? You jump. You get to 7 and 8 and 9 and 10, because you didn't think you could get from 7 to 10, but you get there. And then at 10, Hashem schleps you across. It means there's no test you can't withstand if Hashem will help you. But there's plenty of tests that you can't withstand. In fact, a lot of tests you can't withstand. In fact, there are many times in the Seyoin, a person gets to a matzav where objectively he knows he can't anymore. He can't anymore. You know that. You'll get to a place in the Nisayon where you'll know objectively, you'll get to there 50 times subjectively before you write. But you'll eventually get to a place where you know, I need lo yochol, I can't anymore, and you know that you're right. And then Hashem pulls you across. That's the end of the Nisayon. When you get to 10, that's the end of the Nisayon. You've done everything you could do. How did you get to 15? Hashem schlepped you across. That's an S. You just did something you couldn't do. And that's a big banner. That's an enormous proclamation that says Hashem was here. What's the godless of the Akedah? Godless of the Akedah is there's Hashem. I just will end with this, but there's much more here. I'm just giving you the genetic code of this. There's a lot to talk about here. I used to give the Shia over very often. You know, I used to work with people in a drug rehab center. So I used to give this to Goyim as well. Obviously not in a Torah sense, but there were a lot of Yidden there, and I used to speak to them in a more Torah sense. But in drug rehab centers, they're very into spirituality. And I used to give this class over to all kinds of coke addicts, whatever. And they found it unbelievably useful because they know they can't stop using. There's nobody more in touch with reality about his inability to stop using drugs than a drug addict. He, if he's in a rehab center and he's got to stage one, so now he's finished. He's broken. So what's he going to do? So he's going to carry on because he knows he can't. But then you tell him, 1 second, there's a higher power, part of the 12 steps. So there's a higher power here that if you give it over to him, he schleps you across. Oh, so all you have to do is do what you have to do. You have to take the first step. Take the first step. You can take 2 steps, you have to take 2 steps. 3 steps, 3 steps. You get to 3 steps, you can't do any more. That's fine, the test's over. Now Hashem will schlep you across, or you won't. Either you'll land, and you know, he tells you to jump across the Grand Canyon, either you'll land on the other side, or you'll land. happened at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, but you do everything you have to do. That's the ikkah of what a nisoyin is. That's what Avraham Avinu did. He didn't know what Hashem wanted from him. It didn't make any sense. It was completely baffling. He knew it was wrong. But what did he do? He went. He did what he had to do. He had to take Yitzhak and go. That's what he did. He didn't know what was going to be because he knew that Yitzhak can't get shechted because that's not the Rotzen Hashem. And if it's not the Rotzen Hashem, it can't happen. But Hashem's saying, I know, but do it anyway. Wow, that's some kind of a test. David HaMelech, just one more minute if I can just steal. Those of you who have to go to Wolitsky, I don't mind anymore because he's not here. He can't bite my head off. Those of you who, David HaMelech says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzhak, and Elokei Yaakov, but we don't say Elokei David? What's his question? We see that Hashem's name is attached to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzhak. Neither Merkava. And David HaMelech knew this is the fourth corner of the Merkava. He knew that. He wasn't just being somewhat of a believer. He understood. He wanted to know what was lacking in him still that didn't enable him to make the fourth corner and become Elokei David. So Hashem says, because I haven't tested you. I haven't given you a test. That means you see from this Chazal that the Nisayon is what attaches Hashem's name to you. Because when you withstand the Nisayon, you megala Hashem in the world, not yourself, because you couldn't do it. You have to get out of the way and let Hashem shine through. That's what Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov did. They were megala Kodesh Baruch in the world. They weren't megala themselves. That's what a Nisayon does. It squeezes you to know what you're capable of doing that you didn't know before, but it attaches you to a Kodesh Baruch Hu because you went the distance and then Hashem takes you across. And it's megala that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is in the world. Everything you achieved from that point on screams very loud, Hashem was here. That's the ikka understanding of what a nisoyin is. Everything else about the way we learn tests and whatever for sure is true. But the core, the yasod of a nisoyin, the shorish of a nisoyin is that Hashem gives you a nisoyin that you actually can't handle. And Hashem says, I know, but do it anyway. What's going to happen? Either Hashem will help you or he won't. That's not my business. My business is I've got to set out on that mission and do it even though I know it's impossible. That's Avram. And that's what David wanted. Anyway, he asked for a test. And then David said, so test me. So he tested him with Bathsheba and he failed because you can never pass a test if you ask for it. You're not going to go looking for things like this, but when they come, you have to be ready for them. Okay, we have to stop there. Maybe it's a shim, we'll carry on with the sefer tomorrow. If you process what I just said, we did it very quickly. This is a 10-minute sicha, but I just wanted to get it off my chest because it's ma'ot chashuv when we're dealing with have this background when we're dealing with a sugya. Yeah.
Rabbi, are we saying that every nisayon basically boils down to having that emuna, basically taking that emuna that Hashem is going to take up that extra 5 steps that we know we can't do?
No, not at all. On the opposite. On the opposite. You don't know what he's going to do. You don't know what he's going to do.
No emuna involved.
You know that he asked you to jump 15 and you can only jump 10. So you jump 10. What happens afterwards is none of your business. He may not. I don't know. It's a law business shulcha. When Avraham Avinu went off to the Cadi, he didn't know what was going to happen. He went. He did what he had to do. What happens afterwards is none of your business. When you get to 10, you've done everything you can do. You've passed the test. That's it. Whether you're lying in the bottom of the Grand Canyon looking like a rotten tomato, or you're on the other side with a big smile on your face, is irrelevant. That's the Rotzen Hashem, the Lukushu Alai. My job is to take the first step, go as far as I can go. From 10 to 15 is none of my business. I can't do that. That's why I'm nice if I do it. It's a miracle because I can't. The Lukushu Alai. And you promised that Hashem will set you across. I'm not Vinu when he jumped into Ukasim. He never promised that. There. He jumped in because it's the right thing for Avraham Avinu to do. Hashem takes you out, he takes you out, otherwise you become part of the ashes. But you do what you have to do. Hamaisa Zeka. You don't know. When you get a Nisayon like this, every Nisayon is like this, by the way. Some Nisayonists are just to teach you. But when you get a Nisayon like this that you objectively can't do, you have to do everything that you can do. And then afterwards you can go to bed. It's none of your business. Clear?
Okay. It's clearer, I think.
Ben Machshava, this is, I'm telling you now, this is a long story that I gave over. 7 minutes.
All right, Seder, thank you.
Thank you, Seder, all right. Have a wonderful day. Be good. See you tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem.
Thank you, Avshar.